I can't see how Merlu and Ann Lee and lived.
The Colston boy over at Middleton was bit by a mad dog, and the family carried him to this Madstone. And they had stayed a couple of 3 days, and it was still sticking. And the man was tired and worn out, and he wanted to go home and take the child home, and he wanted to take the Madstone, or Mad Rock they call it, with him. And the man that owned it wouldn't let him, because he felt like he had something that was valuable, and if he started letting it out, the first thing you know, it would be lost and nobody would know where it was. So the man carried the son home. And I forget how long, but in a few days anyway, he did come down with rabies and died.
Well, she took the stone off.
He did not let the stone
whenever it gets all the poison out, it won't stick anymore. It'll stick just like a leech or something, or you take glue and, you know, stick something. It will stick to your skin if there's poison there. But when all the poison is out, it'll fall off. It won't stick.
But doctors did not believe it.
The man that owns it is pushing 90. He lives out, near Middleton, about 10 miles out on 125.
But I cannot figure that out, though, if medical...
There must be something to it.
We cannot argue against medical science, but I do know that to be a fact, and this stone did stick on them until it fell off, and Daddy kept them over there until it did fall off. And brought them home, and they did not have it. And the head did come back that the dog was a rabies dog. And that scared Daddy. He wanted to... Well, I don't know whether the shots were available then.
I doubt it.
They probably weren't.
Because that was back in the early 1910, 12, 14, somewhere along there.
Well, they're awfully dangerous in themselves, I guess.
You know, also like the doctors there, you know, they laugh. She's the RN. And you know, they laugh about the moon. You know, when the moon gets in a certain stage there, when your cattle or hog or pregnant woman or whatnot there, they're just about birthed during that certain type of moon.
Full moon.
And the doctors, they laugh at them. She said the doctors would laugh.
The interns, they just laugh when I
was... But yet at the same time, they'd keep one eye on that calendar. They want to know when the moon full.
The interns,
they would not admit it one time, they'd keep one eye cocked on the calendar.
Of course, we were up there for 3 months. And I'd always make the remark, you know, just before the full moon, I said, we wouldn't be doing anything. And I said, well, we're fixing to get busy. And they said, oh, how do you know? I said, well, the moon full, so-and-so. And I mean, they would cover that hospital up when the moon full. And they would laugh at me. So finally, they got where they'd say, well, I guess Jake's right. But the doctor that I work for here is a receptionist before I went in nurses training. I mean, he would plan his activities a lot around that. He believed in it.
But most doctors don't believe it. But I have noticed especially in, I attended my hogs, I saw them there pretty close, especially in winter time. And I know she would mark the count, well, the moon full so-and-so, we better be ready. Sure enough, just about that night, really, it come off.
Something to it. And we're talking about measures. Remember what you put groceries in, what you put